Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that, the vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid, like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Hey, Peter, you coming to the clam tonight? I don't know, guys.
You gotta come, Peter. Brown ales are 2-for-1 tonight.
And so are blonde co-heads. All right.
But, Peter, tonight's our anniversary, Peter.
Ah, crap. This is even worse than that time we were on Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh,
don't crack me open and eat my flesh.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're watching another episode of Dungeons and Daddies.
You're also not watching it.
You're watching it. You are with your third eye.
We're now going to get into the top 10 classes in Dungeons and Dragons. What's the season 3 meta? Dungeons and Daddies.
The season 2 meta is going on Reddit and being like, does season 2 get better? That's the season 2 meta.
Dungeons and Daddies is not a BDSM podcast. This is a story of four teens married with themselves.
Yes.
And with their dads. And now it's time for them to confront the other dads in the quest to fix things.
You had it like 2 episodes ago.
I know, but things change. But
yeah, this season's just
wild.
It's an
evolving season. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift. Not that one. The Ranger teen who's been trying to figure out how to respec on D&D Beyond, but I couldn't figure it out. So I think next time Taylor maybe coming in with a new class.
Do you have anything you're leaning towards? Or you?
You know, the two were Artificer.
Wait, you're going to change your whole class?
Yeah, dude. That's my
Anthony,
right as
can
a
he
teenager.
Do that?
Yes, Anthony was the one who let the said
I
it
gave
was okay.
you the permission to do it with Career Day.
But it's not Career Day anymore.
Yeah, it's too
Freddie
late.
Missed the window, as far as I'm concerned.
He's in heaven, so you get to determine what you are in heaven.
Oh, okay.
You get to pick what you are in heaven. That's the rule.
The seven classes you meet in heaven.
Oh, my God. What's the other one?
Maybe Rogue.
Yeah,
maybe
you would, but I'm the most famous best rogue that's ever existed, so you can't do it. You're a coward.
I got dibs. I got dibs. You can't
close.
Do it because I got dibs.
Just be Will's class. Just become a cleric.
Just be a cleric. Do it.
I'm
just
the best cleric. Boy rogue ever, so you can't even trot yeah. on my stuff. I've come to claim my tits.
I've come to claim my crits. Those are my crits.
Those are my crits. Taylor's business. Hold on. Taylor's teen fact.
Taylor's
for this
business
week.
Fact.
Taylor's business fact. Fact for this week. Yeah, business oh. fact. Yeah.
He's just Ron now. You're just a business rogue.
Yeah, what if I just came in as a
dude,
business
what if Taylor's
rogue?
Just super into Ron's whole flavor right now?
Dude.
And he's just like, I'm going to be the new Ron.
Listen, we'll see how this episode goes. This week's Taylor fact. Taylor, not a fan of a flying dog, mostly because he had put all his heart into his walking up the walls cat. And he's like, flying dog is objectively better on sort of multiple fronts. And this is not fair. So therefore, I'm making this my whole personality. This dog sucks. Hey, mister. Mr. Ron, this dog,
your dog is mid.
Your dog is mid.
All right. Hey, everybody. I don't know where to go from that one. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln M. Kicks, the schooled in prison, fucking broke free. Now he's a paladin with his fucking thruple, quadruple spouses, whatever he is. He's just fucking living his life.
And what does he live for?
Oh, he lives for the hunt.
Thrill of the hunt.
The thrill of the hunt is the only thing that fucking makes him get up in the morning now.
I got a hunt.
Don't talk to me till I've had my hunt.
So actually a business fact about Lincoln is that Lincoln's going through a lot and he's completely changed his entire outlook of what he wants for the rest of his life, like what his future is. Like he's always been like, I want to be a soccer player, like
wow.
a professional soccer player
yeah.
entire life. But now he's like, Boss Kicks doesn't play soccer. Boss Kicks fucking owns soccer teams.
Oh no.
So he's like,
no!
I gotta own a soccer team. Like that's his real
no.
game plan. He's like, I want so he's looking at like how do you own a soccer team? And the first thing you gotta do is get really, really rich. And so he's realized that in order to get really, really rich, he's gotta become one of the best soccer players in the entire world so that he can get wealthy. So that's his game plan. He's gonna be one of the best soccer
how
players
many,
in the world.
It's the old I wanna be a screenwriter, but no one makes original screenplays, so I'm gonna write a hit novel first kind of
yeah.
moves.
Wait, hey, how many soccer players end up being on like team owners?
Beckham is like co-owner of the team
LA
that just
Galaxy.
Bought Messi.
Oh, okay. The yeah. Miami team.
Yeah, I mean you have
no,
to be a really good
team.
Soccer
ah.
LA team, no. You have to be a really good soccer player to own a team. But you know, he doesn't need to own like a Premier League team. He just wants to own a soccer team.
Like what level will
look,
Link
it's not
okay
a good
with?
Plan. It's more that Lincoln doesn't literally know any other way to make money other than to be a soccer
kicking
player.
A ball real good.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Will Campos, aka the blues man.
No, no. Just because Will gets to sit at the piano doesn't mean
that's
he gets
right.
It.
I'm sitting at the ivories tonight, everybody, and
it.
I know the C major dominant chord, which is a little bluesy one that sounds like this. Oh,
Freddie rearranges
play,
place, and Will is sitting behind
I
the piano for this recording.
No!
Normal Oak. And he's a perky pepper, chippy, cheery school spirit mascot kid. Business fact about Normal tonight. In honor of Ron, all business facts tonight. Normal's first foray into the world of business was also his first hobby that he's very hard in the paint for,
mm-hmm.
Which is selling essential oils.
No!
Oh my gosh.
Normal
no!
loves an essential oil. He got his first taste of them because they would do like, you know, like
taste,
like,
taste like literally
his little taste of the beauty of essential oils
oh,
because they
God.
Would use some of them at the vegan ice cream place that have like peppermint extract and stuff like that. And he got really into it and, you know, he started selling them. He uses them all the time to like relieve anxiety and reduce nausea, like a little bit of essential ginger. But it's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
He really has, I think, maybe burned out his sinuses. And that's
oh,
why
no.
he's a stinky boy, because he really like they're like put one drop diluted 10X, whatever. And he's just like,
oh, he's
rod
like using
this stuff. Huh?
He's using
his supply.
He's getting stress relieved on his own supply 24/7.
Blissed out.
But if anyone
own.
Needs any essential oils, hit up Normal. He's,
no
one? You know,
that might be useful.
He's also working on some of his own brews.
Oh, God.
His own OC
oh,
oils.
No.
He's trying to find the next great oil.
The next great patchouli.
Yes. What's the next one?
Love it.
Hi, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who doesn't want to care anymore. Fun heaven related fact about Scary is that Scary never really believed in heaven. Actually, Scary believes only in the great polytheistic religion of Rome, ancient Rome.
Oh, the essential oils of religions.
Yes, truly. Because all of the gods and goddesses were just as fucked up as she is, and they were really high. Should I also do a Ron fact?
Oh, damn.
Wow. I mean, now that you said it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to now.
Well, I had one left over from
You're just serving us your leftovers reheated.
I know. It's bad. I also play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather and rogue.
Who
Fun
cares?
Business fact about Ron is that Ron could never be polyamorous because he only met one girl named Polly, and she wasn't very nice.
God.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. And
hey, Dad.
I'm going to try to do facts about NPCs, because somebody in the Teen Talk suggested that, so I'm going to try to do that.
Damn.
Teen Talk, which you can listen to on our Patreon.
For only $5, what a deal. It's like double content.
That's a dollar an hour.
Hermie the Unworthy, his version of heaven would be every night he gets to perform A Midsummer Night's Dream. For an audience of one.
Is it normal?
His dad.
Oh
my
his
God.
His dad. I hated his dad. Wow, what Damn. A this is complex.
That was heavy.
This is heavy.
It's
Wait,
heavy.
Who is it a solo Midsummer Night's Dream performance? Or
yeah,
is it
one man Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wow. She's doing all the parts.
Yep.
Wow.
Fucking didn't Cher do that for
West Side Story?
Yes.
West Side Story.
Damn.
Actually, you know what? No,
legend.
Never mind. He just wants to do Cher's West Side Story for his dad. He wants the audience to be his dad and Cher. So when we last left you, you were in a big line outside of heaven. You've been brought there by Ron, and you realize upon watching the Doodler begin to dissolve that you needed to get them back to their home dimension, and that the only way to do that was to get a whole lot of daddy magic. And the only way to get a whole lot of daddy magic was to find the dads from season one. Daryl Wilson, Ron Stampler, Glenn Close, and the other one.
Excuse
Henry O. Henry
me?
O. You're going to have to find them.
Get a minor chord for that one, Anthony.
Get you and your dads together and then jump into their minds and get some daddy magic.
Love it.
And you found that the gates guarding heaven have machine gun emplacements and flying biblically accurate angels floating around surveilling the whole place. And there seems to be somebody in front of the gates with a big old book. And what are you going to do? How are you going to get inside?
And the angels
heaven?
Weren't very useful, if I remember.
Well they didn't help. You asked for help. One of them went over and put your face in its pupil and then blinked on you.
Okay.
And got you wet.
Okay.
Yeah, well, baby.
Wait, Normal examines the goo left over on
Oh,
Lincoln.
What are you doing?
Hold on, Lincoln. I'm trying something.
He's trying to extract the essential oils from it.
Roll Arcana.
Arcana. That's a 5. I taste it. What does it taste like?
Ew.
Ew.
It tastes like mucus.
Mmm.
I think that was just my mucus, bud.
That's a lot of mucus.
What happened in there? I was scared. I was drooling
in
there.
That's like, but you're covered in this.
Yeah, well, some of it's, I don't know which is mine and which is.
I'm going to write this up
our
as results.
Our bodies became one.
What? Angel, bud, that's the first words you said to me.
What? No, that wasn't the angel.
You said our bodies became one.
I was saying it in your voice. Like sometimes you say what somebody else is saying. You know how jokes sometimes you're like, what if I said this?
Dang, dog. Okay.
Normal is going to scrape off a little bit of the angel secretion and put in a little thing later to put into a centrifuge.
How awful.
Okay.
Lincoln, you seem really stressed. Do you want some lavender?
What?
I've been putting it on your pillow every night to help you sleep a little better. But it's also good for de-stressing. So here you go. And
No, that's why it hasn't helped me.
What's wrong?
Well, I've been using lavender my whole life. I'm just like, it doesn't do nothing for me anymore. I need a harder stuff. Can't really use lavender. Yeah.
Say no more, fam. And I rub a little eucalyptus under your nose.
Oh, now this is the stuff. You're only supposed to have this when you're sick, but let's just say daddy's always sick.
Oh my I can God. Tell from your mucus. It's very green.
Anyways, okay, so we
Guys,
just got
eyes on the prize.
Oh, no, Beth. Beth's dying. Beth's not here, by the way. I mean, she's here, but she's not in the room.
I'm actually sick, so.
She's actually sick.
Yeah. It's just four boys playing D&D and a girl remoting in right now,
it's
dude.
Torture.
At 8:30 on a Thursday, dude.
This
is the most D&D we've ever gotten, dude.
Yeah, I think it's Beth's dream is to not be in the room.
I'm still hung up on Anthony saying that jokes are just like, what if I said a thing? Like, that really rocked me.
All right, guys, if we're going to get into heaven, we need to do some reconnaissance.
Okay.
Quick, hit the deck! And I plop down onto the cumulonimbus cloud underneath my feet, dog, and a little puff of smoke comes up.
Well, I'm just going to go ask the front gate first to see, like, what's
Observe! Observe first!
Okay.
I'd like to roll.
I just squint my eyes and I'm just looking at the gate.
Ooh, does he get a bonus for squinting his eyes?
No, stupid.
15 perception.
15 perception? Okay, you can tell that the person in front of the gate has a big old book and a scale next to them.
Okay.
And people are coming up
like
and talking.
A snake
and you can see.
Scale? Oh, you mean like a never mind.
Like a weighing scale, yeah. like a balance scale. And you can see people come up and talk to him. And as they talk, pieces of gold drop down onto one end of the scale. And then the person keeps talking. And then pieces of like what looks to be rotting meat drop down on the other side of the scale.
Ew,
can I see, does the person that has the scale, do they have like a name tag or something? Can I get can I know what their name
They're
is?
They're not facing you.
Oh, okay.
Let's say they turn around for a second because they hear something behind them and you can see that their name is Joey Lunch Money. That was given to us by Matthew M. Thank you, Matthew.
Okay, I'm going to walk up to Joey Lunch Money.
You're just going to walk up, bro.
You're cutting the entire line.
Well,
so
yeah,
everybody's
I'm not,
giving
I'm
you the
cutting.
Fucking
I'm like walking,
Ultimo
you know,
stink eye.
No. I know the move you're doing. Yeah, it's I'm a move doing, like, I do in Costco all the time when I need to go to the bathroom and I don't need
yeah,
to wait
exactly.
in line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so hey, what's the code to the bathroom sort of like coming up?
Okay.
Yeah, I come up. And I say, excuse me, sir, sorry, just quick question. Joey, Mr.
Oh, you're talking
Money?
To me, Joey.
Yeah,
yes.
Mr. Lunch Money. Hey, so we're not dead or anything. We just need to like quickly, is there like a guest services to like
pass.
Visitor pass? Yeah,
guest
just
services.
Joey's like, hey, Joey, this is Joey's voice now, by the way.
We need to use the bathroom in heaven. It's a number two, so we really need to sit on those golden gates.
Roll deception with disadvantage, Ron.
Because angels can see into your guts, dude.
Okay.
They can tell if you're holding some fucking turtle heads.
Yeah, lying is going to be difficult in heaven.
Oh, but I got a 17, so...
With disadvantage, you got a 17?
Oh, I forgot about the disadvantage, so...
so...
Oh, with disadvantage, you got a 16, so...
Nice!
All right, so he goes... Yeah. One of you could go in and use the bathroom, I guess. It's a long line, after all.
Oh, that's great.
Like
actually,
Brooklyn,
I could really go.
Brooklyn Dracula.
It's me, Joey Lunch Money.
Bleh.
Who wants to go in and do a number one? You can't do number two in heaven.
Wait, you can't do number
There's
two.
No number twos in heaven.
How is it heaven, then?
Wait. In heaven, do you never have to go number two?
Yeah, unless you want to, in which case you do it in your own room.
Do you
have bathrooms in heaven?
No.
Who are we looking for again?
I mean, Grandpa Daryl's in here. And then who else is one of you guys, right? Was one of your grandpas in here too?
Well, Nick's in hell,
no, yeah,
right?
No. Nick is in hell.
And my grandpa is, you know, he's back on Earth, sort of, you know, just he's doing it up his style.
So Daryl's
you know?
The real one. He's the only one that got into the pearly gates.
You know, my grandpa's not dead yet, so.
Well, okay, well, we'll see, you know, then we'll see what happens.
For now, Daryl's
I bet my grandpa would get way more into heaven than your grandpa.
Okay, well, he can't get more into heaven.
Well, I bet there's a better heaven, and that's where my grandpa would go.
Okay,
whoa. How do you know about the better heaven? Who told you? Who squealed? Joey Lunch Money don't take too kindly to squealers.
So, okay, well, I guess we could go to the bathroom, but also my question, do you have visitors?
Visitor passes? No. You can only get in if you're dead and we judge you.
The bathroom.
Or if you use the bathroom. This is a one-time situation where one of you gets to use the bathroom.
I'll be right back. We're going to check which one of us wants to use the bathroom.
What?
Well, we all have to go, but you're only letting one of us, so we're all going to decide.
Which is really jacked up, man.
Yeah, so we're just going to decide, like, which one of us needs to
go
the
most.
Yeah,
if you have an open bathroom policy, you got to make it open.
It's not open. I'm doing you a favor. Maybe I take the favor back. Maybe none of you get to go to the
bathroom. No, we're going to find out which one of us needs to use the bathroom. It's
going
to be great.
Hang tight, Joey. All right, who's going in?
I could really use... I do need to go to the bathroom.
But we need you to do reconnaissance when you're in there.
Okay.
Well, okay, so you need to go see your grandpa,
but I need... Well, Grant...
And Grant needs to go so that... They
Mr.
Can,
Lee Wilson has to go also to see
Mr.
his grandpa.
Lee Wilson.
Yes.
Has
yes. So the point is we got to recon through and figure out a way to get all of us in there. But we have an opportunity to case the joint right now.
Grant says, boss kicks. Yeah. Do you think there's a way to maybe unlock the gates when you're on the other side or something? Or could you like open it?
How would I
us?
Know that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, is that something you could maybe think about?
Yeah.
Doing
okay. Yeah. I guess, okay.
I'm just trying to have a plan with my business partner.
Oh,
boss kicks.
No, no. What? Hey. Hey, you keep coming up with ideas like that, you might work your way up to the top.
To be boss kicks as well?
No, not be boss kicks. But I am thinking about acquiring a certain football team, and maybe I could use
a
general manager.
All right.
Yeah, okay, I can see if there's like a way to unlock the door.
I mean, there might be other doors, too.
Well, I feel like, excuse me, I swallowed a bug. I feel like, I mean, Mr. Stampler, you've been to heaven. You know, I mean, what's it like on the other side? Can you draw us a map?
Oh, yeah, can you just go back in there?
Can't you go in and, like, let us in? Like, it seems like they'll let you in because you're dead, right?
So, Ron, you remember that one of the rules of heaven is that you cannot leave, and that if you did leave, you would be in a lot of trouble if they ever found
like,
out.
Just like North Korea, dog.
Guys, I'm remembering something, and, yeah, it's not heaven that I'm remembering, so I can't remember that. For you, but I wish you the best of luck, and then I'll be here to support you emotionally, and then also if you wanted to pretend to be one person but just stacked on top of each other, you know, to take mm-hmm. a big pee like a really tall person, maybe I could assist you with that.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I can go back to Lunch Money and tell him that
our friend Billy Tall Boy
wants to take a pee because he's got the biggest
pee.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's got a lot of pee, so like it only makes sense for him. And look, if and everybody equally had to go pee,
he's
the
one of those
who's
really
the biggest.
Tall guys who died young. Do you know what I mean? Oh, like Andre the Giant.
Oh, that's really sad.
That's sad. Really yeah. sad. Gosh, I didn't think about that.
It was
Mr. Stampler.
Yes.
A question for you. Seeing as this is heaven and there appear to be biblically accurate angels everywhere and mounted machine gun nests, won't they see through our plan of just putting a piece of cloth between a stack of what appears to be eight of us or more?
When in doubt, I just say, when you gotta go, you gotta go. So,
okay. So that's the backup plan.
Can Lincoln take a quick look around just also while he's just here? Can I just do a perception roll?
Sure. For what?
I'm trying to see if there's like, I don't know, like any big whales that go over the walls of heaven or anything like that.
Any fun stuff from Storybrand?
I only got 13.
Like, what's the worst that could happen? We all die and then we just don't get in here? Like,
I feel like dying while you try to get into heaven is probably like the surest way not to get into heaven, right?
I guess you're right.
Like, I know there's only 10 commandments, but that's probably because they didn't want that 11th one to confuse people, being like, wait, you can get into heaven and not get into heaven? But like, I feel like that's actually probably number one on the commandments is like, don't break into heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven's a fucking
commandment zero, if you will.
Exclusive club.
All right. Well, okay. So. It sounds like, Link, you gotta pee.
I gotta pee anyway, so like, how
about
I just go
know
in?
That you, and that's good, because they're probably...
I'm allowed to go.
They got truth rays, right? Probably. Yeah. They can see if you're lying. You're not lying. You have to pee. So
we
why don't you go
security.
In?
We have to see their security apparatus.
You can see if there's anything you can use to, like, maybe throw
oh,
a ladder
baby
rope
monitor,
over.
Baby monitor. Baby monitor. We can,
oh, yeah,
we can talk
right.
to him.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm
mount
do
the baby monitor so we can have a situation room-ass view, like Obama.
And I feel like...
Like when they killed Bin Laden.
Yeah.
I feel like to be stealth, like it's just about being a good person. Like that's how you're going to fit in there. So like I'm going to do everything I can not to lie. So like I'm not going to ask where the bathroom is. So like I'm not lying when I say I don't know where the bathroom is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to walk around sincerely looking for the bathroom. I'm just going to tell myself that. I am looking for the bathroom.
And we're going
to
gather
I'm
data.
I'm also looking for a way to open the door. And whether or not you guys are going to break in when I do that, I don't know. Because I have to be a good person when I'm in heaven. Otherwise, they're going to suss me out, right? I'm getting nervous. Okay, I'm just going to go in. I'm a good person.
Don't be nervous, kiddo. You're going to do great.
Oh, thanks.
It's okay. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Open your nostrils.
Oh, they're always open if I know what you're about to put in front of
then
them.
Then take a whiff of this. And Normal cracks open his OC brew.
Oh,
Normal
no.
secret stuff.
I can smell that from over here, man.
Should I roll?
Do you feel more relaxed?
No.
Yeah, roll. You got to roll and see what it is.
Yeah, roll nature.
There's danger roll? I've played all this.
He said nature.
Nature. Roll danger. No, nature.
Be a
danger
roll.
Yeah, dude.
That's a 4.
Okay, so it's one of the worst. It's the 4th worst thing you've ever smelled.
Okay, but I got a 21 when I rolled nature.
Oh, so you like it. Ew.
Ew.
Breathe it in. Go. Smell that? That's fungus.
Oh, my God. I got a 19. God. I'm like, okay.
Kind of like black right. licorice. Yeah. Just like not great at first, but like just the more you dig in.
Yeah, it's a sharp scent, you know? It's
a sharp,
biting,
sharp and bold.
Taylor gets it's been in my pocket for a while.
Taylor gets a 10. That's got a little bit of a funk to it. It feels like it's matured slightly in the time that you've had it.
Yes, it yeah. has.
The adults and Hermie are horrified by it, and they're all covering their noses.
Okay guys. Well, so you all, you all have advantage on your next roll for doing so good smelling my essential oil, and I cap it back up.
That's
and I
great.
Say, so you're going to do great.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Overruled.
They get a +1 or something on their skill check?
What does an essential oil have to do with anything?
Look, I read an article in Scientific American before I came over, and they said that the science on essential oils is inconclusive.
Yeah, okay. So it's inconclusive
so
as to whether or not it'll help.
So die roll feels pretty inconclusive about whether or not it would help.
We'll see what happens on your next die roll.
Here's, Hey, Normal, you mind if I just take that with me?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I mean, it's weird, but I kind of like the smell. Then I don't know, maybe if I get stuck there or whatever. I don't know. It's just, you know, I like that you did that for me. So,
okay, great.
Me. Okay, all right.
Tie this baby monitor to your chest.
I got it.
Underneath your shirt.
Yeah, of course.
I've been so nervous about sharing the essential oils with you guys because, frankly, like, most of them are made out of really dangerous stuff, and I didn't want to embarrass myself and admit that I don't know what I'm doing. But, like, if this is, like, this could become a whole part of my personality. Yeah, that's,
you know, this could be a ticket to owning a football team if you get essential oils like this. Maybe I don't have to be a football player. Okay.
Wow. You've got quite the all sharp right business sense, young man. I think you'll go far.
Are you talking? Who are you talking to?
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is it going to be okay for dude to just be here just like standing in line, though? Look at all these people. Like,
we're in heaven, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is the line into heaven. That is a distinction.
Oh.
Yeah, so the thing is, the line into heaven is still like accessible to anybody who can't get into heaven. I mean, uh-oh, and people try. You heard from Jerry earlier, but yeah, people always stand in line who aren't actually good people. So dude isn't, you know, safe here.
I guess we gotta like break dude in with us. I guess the only way out is through. Does that work for you, dude?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, so you've got the baby monitor strapped to your chest.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
I walk up to him. I go, sir, we've decided that I have to pee the most.
Okay.
So I will take this very kind gesture of yours. This is probably why you're in heaven, because you are so kind
you're
to people
heaven
like me.
Get it? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about me. You seem like a busy man. I'm just going to go straight in and find the bathrooms by myself. And I start walking.
Yeah, just go.
No. Oh, wow. They're overwhelmed. Wow. Even the gates are bigger than I thought they'd be. And I try to walk through.
So Joey says, yeah, just go ahead. And,
whoa. Hey, Joey. Are gates, are they always this big, or are they like bigger depending on what sort of people are coming here? Like these gates,
they're always pretty big.
But like, are there like, it just makes me think these gates are too big for humans. Are there aliens?
Are they taller?
You know what? I want to be surprised. Don't tell me. I try to walk through the door.
He says, okay, just go in.
Okay.
And
then, Joey,
what?
One more. I'm going to try to back up to the door so I can like zip away before he tells me.
Try to slowly fade away before Joey could tell him where to go.
Roll stealth then.
Because I don't want to lie when I say I don't know where the bathroom is.
All right, roll stealth to see if you can get away from him while he's trying to talk to you.
Wait, okay. Well, what do you sell? Because I'm not trying to hide from
actually,
him.
No, okay. Well,
what
I
would it
help.
Be then?
Here's
what
like I want help.
Deception.
I want help. I want help. I yell from the back of the line, hey, what's taking so long?
Okay.
I'm dead. I want to get in there. So, my family and my dog are waiting for me.
So Taylor, roll intimidation. Matt,
I
you
got
roll
three deception.
Okay.
Wait.
Taylor, roll intimidation.
Inspiration.
No. Roll intimidation.
7 + 1, 8.
Okay, so that's not gonna work. Essential oil gives you a +1, so you got an 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I was standing next in line to a guy with like no family and a guy who hates dogs. I don't care.
Sure. So Joey says, yeah, just go ahead and go in and step under the angel and it'll tell you where to go, basically.
Okay. Damn it. I walk and can I roll just to forget what I just heard?
Roll a
wisdom
saving throw that you want to fail.
Yeah, dude. Fucking slam and sniff that thing, dude, and try and clear
out
your short-term memory.
The moment he tells me I turn the corner and I take a sniff of the essential oil. All right,
roll a wisdom saving throw and you want to fail.
God, I got 16.
Ooh, you succeeded. You remembered too well.
Oh, dude, it's like my favorite line in fucking Inception. Let's say I tell you not to think about elephants. What are you thinking about?
Elephants.
Ah, I love it.
All right, I walk in.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Chime Ding Dong.
What? Who's there? Ding. Hello? Help.
It's me, Beth, here to motivate you about budgeting
your
savings.
Beth, where are you right now?
I don't know.
What do you need?
Oh, it's so dark.
What did you hear on the way?
I heard a chime.
A chime?
Did that chime checking account tell you that you, what you heard? You get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 to spot me. You're getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yes, but I'm still so scared.
Did you drive past good customer service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you drive past chime allowing you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. Did you drive past a financial institution without a sense of community?
That's
right.
Yeah.
And
there
where
are some
has
banks out there.
If that's the case, then that means Beth is definitely not heading towards Chime, which is a financial institution with a sense of community. 60,000 fee-free ATMs, no monthly fees or maintenance fees. To date, Chime has spotted members. This is their fee-free overdraft up to $200. They've spotted members over $20 billion.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you have to. The point is that when you have a direct deposit, you know, they know it's coming. So sometimes, you know, the timing for your bills and stuff gets weird,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit. And when you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit, just like in Mario Kart. Set up a direct deposit into your Chime account. After qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in Spot Me. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using Spot Me. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/daddies. That's chime.com/daddies. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes in the air. When I got some flowers in the air as well, and it's nice to be able to smell the flowers and not cat poop. And I can do that thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, 1 6-pound bag, works up to a month. And it's got the color-changing technology. Not just for cereals and novelty mugs when you're on vacation. Now your kitty litter will change color due to environmental circumstances. In this case, the pH level of your cat's piss, which can tell you things about potential illness in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out because I can open my door and there's a big old bag of kitty litter right there. I don't have to lug it from my very far garage over to my place. I'll have to bring out my old grocery cart to move the Pretty Litter.
And you love that grocery cart, so this is extra convenient.
Extra convenient. Just a great low tracking and an interesting kitty litter, because most kitty litters, you don't get information by looking at it.
Yeah,
that's what Pretty Litter offers. Pretty Litter offers a visual experience to all who experience it. Pretty Litter is amazing. Although, to be fair, if you do see the crystals change color, like, you know, get, sorry, taking that cat to a vet.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, on. The Pretty Litter does not come with the vet that will fix your cat.
No, that's your job. That's your job as the cat owner. Pretty Litter, though, amazing. You gotta try it. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So inside, you see another one of those biblically accurate angels is floating around, and its pupil focuses on you, and it wafts over to you and pauses above you, and you see water begin to form at the edges of its eyeball, and the water pools at the bottom of it, and a big teardrop is about to drop onto you.
Oh, I dodge it.
Okay, roll a dexterity saving throw.
It's a 17.
Okay, so you effortlessly dodge out of the way of the teardrop, which hits the cloud just next to you, and the angel narrows its eyes.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I didn't know you were already going here. I'll find another place to go to the bathroom.
What a save. Come on.
Roll deception.
Dude, then somewhere on Earth, a hurricane forms.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens, dude.
Ooh, 16 deception.
Jesus. Okay. So the 16 deception, you manage to convince the angel. The angel narrows its eyes, which is to say narrows its whole body at you. And, like, looks over to the side and kind of cocks its head a little bit as if to say, like, bathroom is that way.
Okay. And you understand it, even though it said nothing.
Nothing.
It spoke directly to you, the very fiber of your being.
I feel a little bit of my soul disappear, too, as I lied straight to an angel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already worried. Can I just like get an overall, like, what do I see?
Sure.
Like, so like, you come across the door, right?
You're on the other side of the door.
Okay.
So you basically see a crossroads.
Are there clouds above? Is it just open sky?
It's open sky.
Oh.
Do you see the chicken that crossed the road in here?
No, but you do see the Family Guy chicken who fights his way through the background.
Oh, like,
God
beautiful.
Yeah, baby.
Still fighting. Jesus watches like, oh, that's sick. To the left, you can see a bunch of doors. To the right, you see what looks to be an ocean of papers. And in front of you, you see a big empty throne. So you can go left, right, or forward.
So wait, what kind papers? Of papers? So I want to double check. Is there anything else to know about the gate? There's no like door. Like, how do I get it back? Like, do I just open the door, the gate again?
You're going to go and knock on the gate, presumably.
I don't know, just open it up. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound
a
like
a voice crackles over.
Link, it's normal.
Oh, hey. Hey, what guys. Do you see? So an angel tried to pee on me. And then there's like a big sea of letters.
Uh-huh.
Papers or something? Maybe not letters, papers. I don't know what they are. I haven't gone close enough to see what's on them. But paper, definitely paper I can see from here. And there's doors, a lot of doors. And there's like, I think God's chair up here, but he's gone.
Wow.
Oh, so I just realized he's gone? Is that God's chair? Can I see this? Or like any sign that it's whose
chair?
Yeah,
it's like a name tag.
You
got
to go forward to investigate.
I don't know,
if you want to.
But there's like, I mean, it's just a gate here. I don't think like we're not able to sneak past him.
The chair says IKEA.
First. do what?
Maybe you should pee first, because if you go to pee, they're not going to think anything's up. You can keep looking around, and then after you pee, you just, you know, get a little fake lost on your way back to the gate. And then
no,
you
don't
around.
Pee first. Sorry, this is Ron Sampler.
What's up,
don't
Ron?
Don't pee first, because the moment that you pee, they'll know that your objective is over.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait. Have you been keeping up with your Kegels?
My what?
Taylor here. Hey, listen to me.
What
listen
is
to me,
that?
Good, Link. You're going to need a
start. Jump into a Metal Gear Solid-ass cutscene. It's like Kegels or an
Kegels.
Exercise developed by the U.S. government.
With real footage of like people doing Kegels, like human beings.
Yeah.
Stock
yeah,
footage that Hideo Kojima found.
Press the action button to clench your butthole, Link.
Yeah, the entire podcast pauses as a disc loads and goes like, the American gynecologist Arnold Kegel first published a description of such exercises in 1948.
Okay.
It's like the torture scene where he's like,
after World War II,
okay.
The world was split into two. That's the worst line in any video game.
Okay.
And then, listen, what you need to do is this. Like, okay. Listen to me good.
What, are you just telling me how not to pee myself?
No, listen to me. You're going to start a stream, and then you're going to cut it off midstream. What? That way, you'll have plausible deniability. You'll always have pee in the bladder. That way, if
I have pee in my bladder right now.
But you have to start the piss,
but
and
why?
Then stop the piss.
Okay.
He's right. There's no choice,
sure.
Link.
Okay. Oh, there I did it. I'm just humoring him so he'll stop telling
so
me.
So you didn't actually piss yourself.
I didn't actually piss myself.
All right, roll deception.
Just for Taylor?
Taylor, roll insight.
Okay. Cut to Taylor on the other side of the gates with like fucking both headphones on. Like the fucking, you remember that?
The conversation.
That Bruno, like Bruno Gans, the fucking Lives of Others. Like straight up, he's sitting there like he's in the Lives of Others, like listening so intensely, dude.
I got 8 deception.
Okay, roll insight, Taylor.
13 plus 4, 17.
You can tell he's lying to you.
Lincoln.
What?
We need to trust each other here.
I don't trust
this.
You?
Listen
I'm just confused.
All I am saying is this. When you go into the paper, which is where you need to go piss, you cannot let go of your payload
entirely. How do you know
entirely.
All this?
You said you described the area around you.
Yeah.
You cannot.
But the doors could be bathrooms.
You could not release. You cannot release your payload entirely. Do you understand? This is a mission critical objective. You must retain part of your payload. That way, it gives you plausible deniability.
The angels will know if you're out of pee. Ron just told us that.
So, but what if I just don't pee now? Why do I have to pee a little bit now?
They're gonna make you if they don't see you going to the restroom. And they said the restroom's by the paper.
Okay. Oh God, I peed a little.
Did you really pee a little?
I did.
Okay. So roll Constitution to see if you can stop the flow.
Matt, did you really pee a little in real life?
No, not me.
You could be honest, Matt.
You can't prove it, Beth. You're not here.
I know.
Guys, don't tell her anything.
Don't tell her anything.
Roll Constitution.
The girl can't know I peed.
Imagine if boys were like, girls can't know that we peed.
I mean, that's kind of what being a girl is like.
Yeah, what do boys do when they go into the bath? Nothing.
Nothing.
We wash our hands.
We talk.
We talk and wash our hands a lot.
That's why we're so clean. That's why you always notice us boys being so clean. I got 17.
Okay, it was 17. You managed to Kegel real good and cut off the flow.
He's beginning to believe.
I just got a little pee.
You got a little dot
that's
in your
crotch. That's literally what Taylor just normal. He's beginning to believe.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I peed my pants a little bit.
Right, just like that.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I'm going to walk towards the papers.
Okay.
I'm going to walk towards the papers.
So the ocean of papers, you can see that.
You guys are still with me, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
You can see that it goes.
Wait, you're still with me, right?
Yes.
I'm scared. Okay, keep going.
We're here. Wait, who's that?
That was me, Hermie.
Oh, what's up, Hermie?
Hey, what's up?
Are you guys all just, like, listening?
Yeah. Yes. What else are we doing? We're just waiting in line.
We're all sharing a single set of AirPods.
Just don't be too obvious, because
like,
they might be like...
each other.
Okay, just, like, act casual while you're listening, though, because I don't want...
No, you can go ahead of us. We're just waiting for our friend. Go on.
We're waiting for our friend to die.
No, we're not in line. No, we're not in line.
He's a podcaster. We're waiting for him to...
you know, do the thing.
Okay.
Podcasters do not go to heaven.
No,
you think Ira Glass is rolling up to heaven? They're going to take one look at him and be like, this American Life, three stories from hell.
The end of this American life.
Okay.
Okay.
I walk towards the papers.
So you see what seems to be an almost...
Are there aliens, by the way?
You don't know yet.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything around here.
You haven't seen anybody yet.
It's empty.
You can see an ocean of individual sheaves of paper extending as far as the eye can see toward the horizon. And amongst the papers, you see dolphins like jumping and diving into the paper, picking up paper with their beaks. Their noses.
Snouts.
Snouts.
What do dolphins have?
Yeah, it's dolphin they're mouths. More snout coated than beak pills.
God, you piece of shit.
And it's called a rostrum.
Guys, there's dolphins swimming in these papers. I can't pee in here.
And they are trying to put them into what you see look like large filing cabinets. And they are pulling open the filing cabinets and trying to shuffle through a bunch of the different papers and place papers down. But more papers keep coming in, falling from the sky. As they do so.
It's nice that all those dolphins have a porpoise up there.
You go to hell.
No!
Wait. And this is where you're supposed to pee?
No, you assumed that.
No, he said this is where you're supposed to pee.
He said this is the direction you're supposed to go to pee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to look up on the papers.
Yeah, you just got to find the right echolocation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you both get advantage for dad stuff.
I don't think we should.
I think you should.
I don't know if I want to touch the paper. I want to get real close to one so I can see what are on the papers.
Okay, roll
guys,
perception.
I'm moving in. I'm going to look at what the papers are.
Okay, you're still holding on your pee, right?
Yeah, God, yes. Also, it's moist up here. I don't think it's ever going to dry.
It's moist.
You know, sometimes you get like a little wet. It's like a hot day. Like you're on top of the pool. It's like you don't even need a towel. It's like dry right away. But like my pee, I don't know. It's just moist up here.
Roll perception.
I got a 14.
All right. So with a 14, you can see that. With a 14, you can see that one piece of paper has a name on it. The name is Freddy Spaghetti.
Aww.
And beneath it are a series of numbers. It says row 15,280, column 9,865,302.
Oh, hey. So it's a name and like a bunch of numbers.
The Excel sheet from hell.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you only rolled a 14, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know what's on the
I
other
look
side.
Harder.
You flip it over.
You can flip it over with your hand if you want to.
Okay. I'm going to touch it and flip it over with my hand.
All right. Roll stealth.
Look harder.
A 9?
A dolphin beak clamps around your hand.
Oh.
As you reach for it.
Link, what's going on in there?
Is this toilet paper? Look, I got pee on. I'm not lying. I got pee on my pants.
The dolphin looks down at your pants, sees the pee spot, narrows its eyes, and then nods, and a portal opens up to your right that looks like it enters into hell.
Oh, thanks.
Hell?
Oh, what? Wait, are you sending me to hell, bud?
Okay.
No, I gotta go pee. I gotta clean up.
It nods.
Oh.
Like, it's normal.
Yeah, I'm in a situation.
Piss into hell.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta piss into hell.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna... Can I read the back of the paper?
Well, the dolphin caught you, and now it's looking at you, so...
Yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna look at the back of this paper, bud. I'm just really curious. That's, like, not a sin. Curiosity is not one of the seven ones, so...
Yeah, they definitely didn't get in trouble for doing something curious in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, you got me. You got me. Okay, you're right. I'm just gonna go pee. Hey, bud, you're doing a good job. I'm glad you guys got a porpoise up here.
They disobeyed the...
And I gave him a little wink.
Roll persuasion.
Also, just as a theology role here, Anthony, it's technically because they disobeyed the direct order from God.
Yeah, because they were curious about what the thing was.
I know, but the direct order was don't look at the thing.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean,
I got three.
All right, so with a three, it goes, okay. Like, it's heard that joke before.
All right, guys, I guess I'm going to walk
to
hell.
If it doesn't ring up, can I get it for free?
Okay, I'm going to walk to that door.
All right, the portal into hell.
I'm not going in it yet.
No, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
get real close
but
to
you're
it,
you're going to go in it.
Yeah. Am I supposed to... Wait, I turn back to the board and say, do you guys pee into hell?
The dolphin nods.
That doesn't seem nice.
The dolphin shrugs.
I mean, but like, I guess that seems like a thing they would do in hell is like pee on people. It feels like up here we shouldn't do that.
The dolphin rolls its eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess like you don't get judged once you're in here.
Dolphin shakes its head.
Oh, well, you know what? I got in here because I'm a good person. So I think I'm going to go find a nicer place to pee, and I walk away.
Ooh.
Dolphin shrugs and goes, it's a living, and jumps back into the
okay,
the
so
papers.
There's definitely a portal in hell we can pee in, but that doesn't really help us find Daryl.
Wait, the portal through hell.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
I mean,
what did it look like, Anthony?
You could see that it opened onto the topmost layer of hell, which you have been to before.
Yeah.
And that it basically was just going to make it rain pee there.
Yeah. So that's what it was.
Wait, does that mean that the best way to sneak into heaven is through hell?
Whoa!
You guys are smart. You're right. We don't need it. Yeah, okay, let's go in that way. We
okay, just, Link.
Yeah, you're going to need. Back.
You're going to know.
What?
You're our man on the inside.
Listen, oh, okay. Listen, Link. This
listen,
is going to be the hardest
hold
thing.
Hold on to that pee.
This okay. is going
to
be the hardest thing you ever done. This is what you need to do.
To pee, stay in line.
You need to start peeing, Link. However, hear me out.
Yeah.
You must drip feed the pee.
Yeah. I'm
you have to like, ration okay. your piss while we get in position.
Okay. No, that's a good idea. I'm just going to act really morally, like.
Conflicted.
Like, yeah, conflicted about doing it. So I'm just going to stay
Lincoln,
here.
Lincoln, I believe in you. I believe in your kegels.
And I'll watch the dolphin schedule to see, like, you know, what their motions are. Like, when's the best time for you guys to, like, pop out or whatever.
That's great.
Okay.
Good,
okay.
good, good.
That's good.
Okay, good, good, good.
All right, here I go. You know what, Mr. Dolphin?
And don't forget, you can contact us on baby monitor code 140.85.
Okay. I mean, I'll just talk. It's just like they don't, babies don't have the ability, like, they gotta just work.
Like, imagine babies had to, like, tweak the fucking.
Honey, can you just check the codec code?
Daddy's codec code is written on the instruction manual for the baby
the
monitor.
The baby's trying to save and it doesn't remember which codec code.
Don't worry, we'll be on channel on. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to do it, but boy, I feel bad about peeing, and I lower my pants all the way, because that's how Lincoln pee.
No, Link, you gotta spend 20 minutes undoing your belt, dude. Fiddling with your belt is delay tactic.
Go, 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 go.
Go, go, go.
All right, how do we get to hell? Mr. Stapler, Gary, someone, what do we do?
Nick!
Dad!
All right, Nick's with you. Nick goes, you say bitch. Yeah. He falls down back into hell.
No, but that takes us to the deepest part of hell.
That takes you to the deepest part of hell. You're right. He goes,
it's too late for him. He's already down there.
He's already down there.
He's in turbo hell. He crawls back up. Nick says, I mean, you have to die, but remember last time you were in hell, they said you can only come once, so we have to sneak in if we're going to sneak in.
That's the real hell. That's the real hell. He can only come once in hell.
You get one. The second you enter the kings of hell, you get one.
Dude, there's going to be one guy in hell who's just like, I haven't burned it yet. It's been 1,000 years.
I'm saving it.
Saving it. Saving it for a special occasion.
Wait for the right lady to come down. Yeah. Finally.
So you're saying in order to sneak into heaven,
we've got to sneak into hell.
But just the top layer of hell where they pee. Oh, here's the plan. Okay, Dad, here's the plan. We dress up as...
I don't know how much longer I can hold it.
Lincoln, just stay, keep on.
That's right, okay. I'm going to keep drinking my spit.
God.
To fill up. Okay, I'll be quiet.
We should pretend to be... Hear me out. We should pretend to be like... AC repairmen and come in and be like, you got a leak up here. You know? And then we look like repair people. And then that way we can come in with ladders and tools and then use the ladder to go into heaven.
Yeah, we can be like hell plumbers.
Yeah.
Okay, you can
take... This guy gets it.
You currently have Rogue who can move between the realms.
Great.
Because Rogue is from heaven. So you can take Rogue to wherever you would like
to. We need to stop by like a Grainer's.
We could also pretend to be angels on like a cultural ambassadorship. You know, like when there's an election in a country that doesn't have great elections and then they have election observers, we could just be some angels that are like, hey, we're here to observe hell. We want to take notes.
Interesting.
And then we go around.
Oh,
so and we ask for a tour of hell. And in exchange, we'll give you guys, one of your guys, a tour of heaven.
We don't need to do a tour. We just need to get to the top layer of hell because we can fly straight up with Rogue here.
Okay, so it sounds like no matter what we're going to do, we need to go to a separate realm, the Spirit Halloween realm, where we get all of our costumes.
Yeah, we need to get
adventure.
Rogue like dressed up like an angel so that we can do the cultural ambassadorship. Okay, to be clear.
Or we're angel plumbers or something. I don't know. We'll see what costumes are good at Spirit Halloween.
Okay, so you go to the Spirit Halloween realm.
Spirit Halloween realm used to be the, what's another plane? What's a famous plane?
It's actually another plane, but like they're not using
seasonally,
it right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
then
yeah,
seasonally, it's the Spirit Halloween realm.
Yeah,
seasonally, the ethereal plane turns into the Spirit Halloween.
Oh my God, wait, I have okay, that's fucking rules because you established that now canonically and you can't no takesy backsies. I have etherealness, which allows me to walk into the ethereal plane.
Oh, right, you did that pretty recently. So you would have seen a Spirit Halloween the last time you were, when you were in the school and you went into the ethereal plane, you saw a Spirit Halloween in the distance and
but
it confused you.
I was only
you.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, you were only in the bathroom of the Spirit Halloween.
Which was a Best Buy.
You get on Rogue's back and Rogue zooms downward and then zooms to the left and then zooms like fifth dimensionally, and you feel the entire world warp around you, the entire universe sort of shift around you weirdly, and you don't feel like you're moving at all. But when everything resolves back into something that you can recognize, you are in what appears to be the parking lot of a very typical Spirit Halloween superstore.
Holy shit, they still got Quiznos here.
Yeah, and there's a Quiznos and nothing else. And yeah, you can head inside the Spirit Halloween, and they have all the exact things you expect from Spirit Halloween, but weird magical versions of them. So go ahead and roll perception or investigation.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to pick up a toasty torpedo sub at Quiznos first. And then I'll be joining everybody else.
I got a 6.
All right. With the 6, you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
I see an 18. I see an 18. I got an 18.
You see an 18. You see the hottest woman you have ever seen in your life.
She's like as hot as 2 very hot women.
Yeah.
Just 2 supermodels stacked on top of each other.
Trying to get into an R-rated movie.
No, I've seen 2 tens that look better.
Your guy on Reddit. Go straight to hell. So within the Spirit Halloween realm, there are a bunch of costumes that will permanently change you into looking like something different, but you can tell that they are permanent. They have labels on them that say permanent change.
Now, sorry, just quick question. It says permanent change. The picture on the costumes, is it the stock model photo?
Yes.
Okay, so
it's like the stock model photo, and they all have like really non-trademark infringing names of the things that you're looking for.
Child wizard.
Exactly. Child wizard, robot assassin, apocalypse plumber. Man, fantasy plumber.
Threatening businessman. The Matrix.
Oh, I thought that was American Psycho.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
I was like, Slender Man?
Yeah, you know, hey.
You see.
It works for all of them. That's why it's one of the best sellers.
You see Guardian of Heaven. You see.
Guardian of Galaxy.
Guardian of the Galaxy. You see.
Amazing Woman.
Sentinel of the Inferno. You see a lot of different things. So what are you looking for?
Yeah, where are your non-permanent costumes?
The clerk, who is a cute goth guy who's on his phone, goes, we don't have
this. He's like, what?
Yeah, he ignores you almost entirely.
Ooh. Move over, Ron. Excuse me. Hi, where are your, what's it called? Your non-permanent costumes.
How old are you?
You can talk to my step-grandpa, Ron.
Okay, cool. Because I'm a goth guy, so if you're underage, I'm probably into that. I'm really, really nice to women in public.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Biblically accurate angels, big eyeball, bunch of feathers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to turn Rogue into a big eyeball, and then we got to drape a bunch of feathers over him to make him look like an angel. And the people in hell won't know because they're in hell. But it needs to look like a passable angel from heaven. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh! Or we just get a can of...
Oh, God, that's some of it!
Or we get a can of black spray paint. Hear me out. We get a can of marking paint, and we just paint on Rogue, new angel type!
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Just a quick update, guys. I'm about 25% gone.
Okay, all right, we gotta hurry. We gotta... Link, hold on.
It's okay. You know what? Take your time. I got a plan.
Dude, he may shift into second gear, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
There may be a turtle about to poke its head out of and see its own shadow.
Oh, my God. So you were saying about the non-permanent costumes?
Yeah, they don't exist.
Oh, that freaking sucks, man.
Yeah, what kind of store is this? I mean, come on. What do you do when it's not Halloween?
We fucking sit around and count all our money.
Yeah, we disappear into the ethereal plane and become nothingness with the void, and then we come back to make people change their appearances once every season. What do you do?
Well, I'm a teenager, sir.
That's the situation. We just need to figure out.
All right, this situation. All right, I guess I'm just going to have to turn into something weird so that I'll just be stuck that way for the rest of my life so that we can get into this. It's important, Taylor!
We're trying to turn the dog into an angel to get us into the heaven pee hole in hell.
I understand that.
Okay.
Weren't we going to be like heaven plumbers or something?
By the time they see the dog.
Kirby says, you're kind of the only one who's throwing the heaven plumber idea out. I think we can get through this without changing our faces.
Yes. The point is, by the time Rogue here parks up next to the pee hole, we'll be in through there. It'll be too late.
Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry. We got off on the wrong foot. We're representatives from hell, and we're here to deliver a bunch of Spirit Halloween costumes to hell. And then our cover, guys, will be that we're delivering costumes to hell everybody in the first row of hell.
I love how convoluted this got.
Yeah.
Roll deception.
And then Taylor wants to help by like taking out a pen and like pretending to do inventory. Like, how many pallets you got? You guys got any pallets?
I got a 10.
My deception was at 18 plus 5, 23.
All right, 23. So that means you get advantage on your roll normal.
Oh, okay, great.
Hey, did you check the palace?
That's a 16.
Okay, so with a 16, he goes, again, you want to do a Halloween thing? Sure. What do you want?
We love Halloween down in hell, and we'll take, you know, what do we like down there? Devil costumes. We like your Freddy Kruegers. We'll take, you know, maybe
all your non-IP infringing
politicians.
Politicians, yeah.
Big head mode.
Big head mode costumes. We just need a lot.
Minecraft guy. That was a huge one every year, I tell you.
So
he's called Blockman.
Blockman.
No, he's called Steve.
It's Steve is copyright infringing. He's called Blockman.
Ah, you're right.
So you want Blockman? You want Nightmare?
If you make me laugh, I won't be able to hold on.
You want Blockman.
You want Nightmare Pervert. You want Red Pitchfork Dude.
I think you could just say the devil. I don't think that one's, you know what I mean?
Arizona's got that one copyrighted on sports teams.
We want Red Pitchfork Man. We want 50 Purple Magic Man.
We want 55 Purple Magic Man. 55.
And give us some yellow skateboard kids.
Yeah, that says don't take my cow on the labels. So yeah,
he's like a farmer.
So yeah, that's
load him up, my man.
50.
Yep. What he says.
Slingshot guys. 50 Steves. 50 Blockmans. 50 of Mr. Red Pokeyhead. And
yep.
Okay, that's fine. That'll be one soul.
Oh, you know, I left it in my other pants.
Hold on, I don't see any of your employees in the back. All right, who's gonna load this up?
Me.
What? You? Just you?
Yeah.
You the only one working here?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we can take him out. I want everyone to jump him at the exact same time.
Okay. Everybody roll an attack because you got a surprise round.
Hey, he was gross. It's okay. You can kill him.
16 plus 5, 21.
All right, roll damage.
Are we fucking him up? I just want to take him down.
In D&D,
you can decide that it's non-lethal damage.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, you can Eldritch Blast him non-lethally. As little sense as that makes.
Okay, well, my first move will be just a hard karate chop in the back of the head. 8 damage.
That's 18.
Okay, you Eldritch Blast him, you karate chop him. All the dads jump on him and just start kicking the shit out of him. Hermes just like, yeah, yeah, get him, yeah, yeah. He's just hype manning, and he gets knocked unconscious.
No, I want to kill him now.
Okay, he's dead.
No, I'm kidding. That's why you don't tell everyone how many people are working at your store. All right, guys, let's go.
All right, so you run out of the Spirit Halloween.
Loaded,
your arms
load
loaded.
Up costumes, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Rogue loaded for bear.
Guys, sorry, I finally have a moment. I'm sorry I haven't talked to you in a couple days.
Oh, no. Like, how
many
days?
Been
days?
What do you mean it's been a couple days?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, because the realms are all different, dude. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I figured out. I got a good plan going.
What? Have you been holding your pee this whole time?
I've been recycling.
Oh my god.
They're kind of getting used to me now.
Okay.
I'm kind of playing just like the whole, like, I'm conflicted and, like, they're talking to me. They're pretty busy. I don't think time matters so much here.
A series of dolphins have just sort of lined up to just watch you.
They're like, check out this guy. He's drinking his piss.
Yeah, one of them's like, okay, and then another one goes, okay, and then he swims over, and then every so often you get another dolphin watching you until there's like 20 dolphins watching
you. Yeah, they essentially just watch me go like, all right, they deserve it. They're in hell. That's why they do it. And then right when I start being like, oh, I can't do it, I clunk my pee in a cup, and I go, well, I don't want to throw this out.
Better in than out.
But I gotta say, the color is getting pretty rowdy, so just however fast it's like going, I don't know how much longer I can do this.
It's like a frothy Guinness coming out.
Oh, God.
You truly are piss boy.
Wow.
Just, I'm sure you guys are doing great. I hopefully see you soon. Just,
we'll see you in a second, man.
Okay, thank God.
Hang on, we will come back for you.
All right, then
we ride Rogue into hell.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of
moms
these
moms I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you
doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our friends are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
What, never gone?
What, well, what is
not
outside?
Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson when I was like bike riding age and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from
oh
space.
My God.
Whoa.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding
me? Oh, look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got it.
That's
you gotta,
the problem is that screens made them.
Oh my God.
Really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You were now then by like age 4.
KiwiCo does
like,
that.
I've already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
do
it. Convenient and personalized. You'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dude, look at me in the eyes.
I'm looking.
We are going to be embarking upon a stealth mission.
Stealth, yeah.
Dude seems very impressionable. I'm a little worried about bringing dude into hell. So let's just all try to be on our best behavior on the rest of this mission, okay? And dude, just if you see something weird, just close your eyes and look away, okay?
Close my eyes, look away. Uh-huh.
Just focus on us and look away and don't worry about anything, any of the horrible shit you're going to see down there, okay?
No problem.
You get to the gates of hell. Evil St. Peter is there. Line to Hell is actually pretty short because they just pretty much let everybody in pretty
It's Jimmy
easily.
Dinnerbucks.
Yes. Jimmy Dinnerbucks goes,
hey, what are you doing here? Who are you guys?
We are from Spirit Halloween, my good man, for running a promotion.
Looks here on my list. Looks like you four have already been here.
Well, yeah,
we're
but
not
like,
here
we're
to stay. We're here to deliver these Spirit Halloween costumes.
We're working
why don't you
the promotion.
Give them to me and I'll bring them in.
Sure, no problem.
No,
Jesus.
You see, when you handle business as important as I do, it's a kind of a do-it-yourself job, so we would...
Yeah, we need to speak to your supervisor. This is a big order and delivery. We already called it through.
And before we speak to your supervisor, we need to change.
Okay. Roll intimidation, Taylor.
Well, I'm deceiving him, aren't I? Because by saying that, I called it ahead already.
You're basically saying, let me talk to your boss. You're going Karen on him, so that's intimidation.
Oh, natural one.
He goes...
No, you guys are trying to sneak in.
Link, open the door!
Yeah, you got us. Isn't that such a naughty, hellish thing to do?
Can I cause a distraction by unleashing the most foul Guinness fucking urine possible? Can I, like, look at where that guy is from above? Like, can I try airdrop
can you
it?
Snipe?
It's like fucking squirting down Jello shots, dude.
Oh, God.
All right, give me a constitution roll and then a ranged attack roll.
I'm not proud of what we've done today.
No, I am.
It's a six. It hurts.
Okay, it hurts a lot. You're going to take 3d20 of damage.
Oh, no!
You've been holding this for days.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's been like another 3 days since you guys talked to me. Oh, God. That's 35 damage.
Oh, my God.
I'm bloodied. Blood.
Oh, shit.
No! Blood adds. Blood's also part of it.
You don't want blood in the urine.
Now roll the ranged attack roll.
Lord, forgive me for what I'm doing.
Dude, recite the Lord's Prayer, my man.
I hold one of my hands out, so, like, hoping that a dolphin will, like, grab. Like, I just need support.
A dolphin goes, and it grows out and gives you its fin.
Okay, I'm rolling a ranged attack roll.
As you fucking blast hell with fucking stale urine, dude. This podcast, man. They're going to play this when we die. Do you understand, Anthony? You're going to be dead. You're going to be sitting for us.
They're going to play this as justification for executing us.
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm going to stand there in front of the fucking gallows and I'll say, yes, I regret nothing.
Ooh, that's a 16 plus 4, 19.
Okay, so you, with the precision of a U.S. Ranger sniper.
Oh, Chris you, Kyle.
Chris, with the precision of Chris Kyle, American sniper, you manage to send a jet of yellow liquid.
I go, this isn't Lincoln Piss Boy. This is Boss Kicks.
Piss man.
And the power of your piss. So you've been dripping one drop at a time onto one specific, like, spot in hell this entire time. And every time
this
it hits
the guy,
the ground,
and he's just like, I guess this is what mine. I guess this is my hell.
Yeah, this is my torture. But he's a human guy. But this demon, you pee on him with water straight from heaven.
Oh,
that
shit.
That you've been praying about.
Oh, shit.
So when it hits him, it is holy water, and it, like, melts a hole straight through his fucking skull, and he falls to the ground, dead, and goes nowhere.
Punch it! Get on Rogue! So I was just like, we should just ride Rogue.
Yeah, we should ride
Rogue
pistol,
into heaven, right?
Yeah.
All right, you ride Rogue through the
you
hole.
Guys riding through my urine like fucking Millennium Falcon through asteroids, just dodging fucking piss drops left
and
right. Yeah,
because now it's started, you can't stop
it. Yeah, I'm still going. It's like, I can't turn it off, guys. My kinkles aren't strong enough. This is days. Doesn't even feel like pee anymore. It's like a smoothie. It's like a fucking smoothie coming out of me.
Just end the episode. Just end the fucking episode. So you zoom back in through the portal from hell back into heaven, and you are now on the other side of heaven. A bunch of dolphins are looking at you with confused looks on their faces.
Question. Theological question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because very few in the Bible have transitioned from heaven to hell, hell back, right? You know what I'm saying? What does it feel like? It's us, Lucifer. Who else has done this?
Well, Lucifer only went the one way.
He was the opposite.
Yeah, but he was on the highway.
Hmm?
He was on the highway.
I don't think in Paradise Lost, Milton gets into the part where God peed and then Lucifer dived through a hole into hell.
I feel like it's walking into like a Whole Foods. Like it's hot outside and then we go through, it's like a little gust of air and then it's like a nice like 64 degrees and you're like, this place is too nice for me.
Now, question, does Matt have to roll a dexterity roll for Link to dive out of the way of Rogue hurtling up towards this sort of piss hole that he's made?
No, I think that you obviously avoided me because if you came straight at me, you're getting hit by that fucking super pee that is like melting people. It's a big hole, right, Anthony? This like portal?
It's big enough.
Yeah. I thought that it was going to be like Rogue's going to park alongside of it like an airplane at a terminal. No,
I know you're not the DM, but I'll do a dexterity save just for you, Will.
Also,
I got 2 plus 3.
Rogue plows into your fucking ass and knocks you back onto the ground.
Anthony, I've also gone ahead and made a dexterity roll for normal to try to bottle a little bit of this celestial pee essence to potentially reduce to another essential oil.
Will.
What? He's a scientist, okay? Normal.
Since when?
Look, normal is ready to go beyond the bounds of what is, you know, accepted in the world of essential oils. And, you know, it's like this could be like the next ambergris, you know?
Yeah, it could be the next like anthrax too. So just be careful here.
If someone looked at ambergris and said, that's gross, that's like whale barf, I'm not going to get anywhere. We wouldn't have any perfume industry. Like this hideous substance could be like, you know, it could be useful.
Well, whatever. What was your role?
I got a 7.
All right, you just get piss in your mouth.
Oh, no! This whole episode has been horrific.
That's what happens.
My fault.
I don't know what to
tell you. We should just do another piss shot parody.
Okay, so what happens?
So, yes, you have been through hell and back and have barely avoided getting pissed on except for normal.
And then we went to real hell. Hey-o!
You,
What?
Because we were in a spirit Halloween. Sorry, Anthony, please continue. I apologize.
It's so rare you get to hear Freddie truly crestfallen. You gotta enjoy those moments where you can get him.
Punished Freddie.
The dolphins are going, and they're jumping back and forth, like not quite knowing what to do.
Whoa, dolphins!
I turn around and I say, hey guys, we've been through a lot this past week. can you just trust me? Like, this is cool. Don't worry, we're not gonna ruin anything. Like, well, right, what, I haven't done anything while I'm here.
What is cool?
Let's just be cool. Right, dolphins? Let's just be cool.
Roll persuasion.
Hey, you and I look at...
You have a nickname. You definitely have nicknames for the dolphins.
Hey, Flippy. I didn't say anything when I saw you taking those extra lunch breaks, right? I didn't narc on you.
Squeak, squeak.
Okay, so just, like, stay cool.
All right, roll persuasion or intimidation.
I'll do persuasion. I don't want to intimidate my
yeah,
my
is it gentle parenting?
Natural 20!
Yeah. Wow!
I think Matt's on his way to starting a new folk religion in heaven amongst the dolphins about Lincoln.
This infinite P-boy?
Yeah.
The ever-flowing?
The man from Gallipee.
Is
there anything there?
Sure.
Is there anything there?
It's it's no real hell spirit Halloween, but we'll take it. So, yes, the dolphins all nod to you slowly, and then they turn and look the other way very intentionally, as if to allow you to do whatever you need to do to get around.
Great.
Quick, let's escape. I mean, not escape.
Well,
we're in.
No, we're
not
going to escape. Yeah, well, during this past week and a half where I've clearly become friends with these dolphins, eventually they did find the piece of paper that has a Daryl Wilson on it, and I got the number, right?
Yeah, I feel like you certainly had the time.
Hell yeah.
I want to hear, though.
So I got the coordinates.
I just do want to hear the quick snippet of you throwing that over your shoulder as you're fucking squeezing out piss like Go-Gurt. What did you tell
guys, so, like, you probably get this all the time, because obviously, like, I'm alive, so, like, obviously I'd have people that I knew that are dead, and I don't know if I wanted to visit one of them, like, no big deal, and not an important person. Just, if you guys happen to find Daryl, like, a name that says Daryl Wilson, that'd be cool.
Squeak,
like,
squeak.
To see him, like, if you could do that for me, yeah, just not a big deal.
If Daryl hasn't introduced himself with a handshake to everybody in heaven.
Yeah, well, that's why they found the paper. They all knew him right away.
Yeah,
they go, oh,
they bring you a piece of paper and they hold it in front of you while you piss in their snout, and it reads Daryl Wilson, 4582 North, 575 million south. And on the back, you can see all the things that he did in life, a combination of all of his greatest moments of both success and failure, his greatest loves and his greatest rivalries, and also the way he died.
The only thing that kept me going through these 2 weeks is just how awesome this guy was. Like, clearly this was truly an awesome, and I loved reading about my grandpa's life. What a great character. What a great character he was.
Well, let me take a look at that piece of paper, Link.
Sure.
Why did he die?
Go ahead, tell him.
Well, he died in one of the most common ways people die. A pit bull.
What?
Oh my god.
Okay, let me finish. No, I guess.
Mr. Worldwide.
No, it's not a pit bull. I just kind of blame the pit. I kind of blame the pit bull. It wasn't a pit bull. If he was here, he'd be mad at me for saying that. No, he fell off a ladder. He was taking down the Christmas lights and like the neighbors, and he was just happy. It was after he just fell. It's like one of the most common ways for people to die. He split his head open, wide open. Like, it was very bad.
No.
But yeah, you know, he was just taking down the Christmas lights. Good thing, though, is that my business partner, or not, we're not partners, my employee.
I thought we were partners.
Okay, my business partner and Grandma Carol, neither of them found him. It was like one of his friends called like Darnell or whatever found him on the ground. But yeah, he just died.
Holy
you know,
shit.
It just happened, just slipped. Hey, man, that's why you gotta be careful. Look. Careful when you're using ladders in the house.
Sorry, question from the floor. Where's this pit? I don't see a pit bull in this story.
Oh, it was good. It was grandpa. He was up there high on
it. It was Pitbull's house?
No. Okay.
I know your grandpa knew Mr. Worldwide.
No, he doesn't. I don't know who that is. Is that a dog? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's my dog. Yeah. I blast his shit all day.
Look, it's very important. I care about all of you. If you're on a ladder doing something in the house, do not get distracted. Do not play with a neighbor dog down at the bottom of the ladder, per se, or do anything. Just
or listen
go
to
up
Pitbull, because you get too pumped up listening to Fireball, and then something bad could happen. I get it now.
Yeah.
Did okay. He go Timber?
So if your grandpa was such good friends with Taylor's grandpa, then, like, why was he taking down the Christmas lights? Because isn't that, like, Christmas, like, you know, a big thing?
Well, he waited until like...
Did they have like a feud or something?
Well, no. I mean, he took the... I mean, he's respectful. He waits until like February to take down the Christmas lights.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. And he puts them back up in March.
I was just looking for some hot sauce.
Taylor's grandma would get bad. Be like, hey, what's up?
Okay, well, we know where he is. Yeah. That's great. Feels like you and your dad need to go find your grandpa.
Yeah.
I kind of don't know what the rest of us are doing here.
We're running interference. If something happens, we need a move to cause distractions. So
I mean,
that
we're
he
here because
have...
we're a group. Yeah. Kind of so horrible being here by myself. I mean, not that you guys were cool. I look at the dolphins. Like, seriously, you got me through a lot.
I could spend the whole time giving you a tour of heaven. We have an entire room where you can use Q-tips in your ears with no consequences.
Oh, so do I. That's called my bathroom.
Oh. God.
Whoa. I think we just go find Grandpa Daryl and we get some of that memory juice or whatever. And then we go to whoever's grandpa's next. You're all here because we're a team. So we're just like, let's just do this and then we'll get out of here.
Well, lead the way, Ron. Oh. You seem to know your way around here.
Yeah, I hand Ron the coordinates.
Sure. Okay. So as we're going here, we're going to turn left. And then if you look out, you'll see a lovely view of the sky. After all, this is heaven.
Oh,
we're at a cruising altitude of millions and millions of miles above wherever anybody who isn't here is. Make sure to tip your tour guide on the way out.
Are you our tour guide, Ron?
It's tour guide, Ron. And so Mr. in
Stampler?
This next building, you'll see a bunch of people who look like the regular angels that you might, well, I mean, average angels that you might see at Christmas time with the wings and the halos. They're actually like kind of the meanest, you know, B words ever. I wouldn't go hang out with them.
Why not? What's wrong with them?
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
What's up, Ronnie?
Both Marys say hey to you.
Hey, Marys. I'm just passing through.
I'm the Mary who tells the truth.
I know.
I'm the Mary who lies.
Yeah, I know. But
but that means you just told the truth.
Or did I?
I'm the Mary that says, or is it, at the end of every sentence. So in confusion and doubt, riddle me this, idiot.
Ronnie, are you looking for where Mr. Darryl Wilson is?
That's true. And then if you could let me pass without a judgment on my business practices, that would be appreciated. It's been a little bullying in the past, I'll have to admit it.
But your business didn't do very well.
I know, but yeah, I'm a strong, capable man capable of doing any business I set my mind to.
But you tried to make beer that tasted like feet.
Yeah, and you know what? It gave me a ground to stand on. Literally. And I would do it again. But
Mr.
With,
Stampler?
With
hey, Mr. Stampler?
Yeah.
Do you know where we're going? It's okay if you don't. I kind of just gave you the sheet because I assumed. I didn't mean to assume.
Yeah,
but if you don't know where you're going, that's okay.
You make an ass out of you and some guy named Sue. So I don't know where we're going. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right. So with the coordinates on the piece of paper you got from the ocean of paper, you can pretty easily find where Daryl Wilson is.
Well, not that easily, you know.
Yeah, you require a little bit of Ron's help.
What are some of the myriad sights of heaven? Do we walk by like some like public courtyards? Are there like...
No, so what you find is that basically there is a seemingly infinite number of doors that all have different names on them.
And not in alphabetical order. That's got to be a nightmare.
Any funny names?
Funny names.
Oh, yeah. Let me look up the funny names that I've got. You see a door that says Freddy Spaghetti.
I want to crack open Freddy Spaghetti.
Okay.
Door. I just want to get a sense of what's in there.
First of all, Freddy Spaghetti was sent to us by Jake. Thank you, Jake. Second of all, you open the door and you find a man nude in a pool of noodles like from Patch Adams, just moaning in absolute ecstasy, writhing back and forth, covered in spaghetti sauce.
Sorry. And I close the door. Guys, it's okay if I just check. I just want to know if that is heaven or like that's his heaven. So I'm just going to open up.
Yeah,
the...
you need to check two doors. You need to check two doors to verify. Yeah, it's like that light bulb riddle where you got to turn them on, switch on, you got to leave it off. And
was
touch
that
it.
Like custom heaven or is that just what heaven is?
Everyone gets a spaghetti room.
So I open up the next door, all right, which out of the name.
This one belongs to Cherry Cheesecake. That was sent to us by Chelsea. Thank you, Chelsea. She's writhing around in a big pool of noodles as well.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
no.
I guess It must feel good if, like, if that is what heaven is, they wouldn't make it if people
wait,
didn't, like...
two is a trend, three okay. is a pattern. I open another
let's not
door.
Do, let's not do one right next to it. Let's do a little bit
that
farther.
Could be the wing.
Maybe this is like
the
wing.
Wing.
There we
yeah.
go.
Okay, we walk okay, like yeah. half a mile.
You
and
walk
then
a little bit further,
door.
And the smell of marinara slowly begins to dissipate.
We should announce something was up when it sounded like a buca de pepos.
You find a door that says Fufa Welder Flam, which was sent to us by Ben Holman. Thank you, Ben.
All right, Normal, you open this one up first. I don't want to... The last two kind of rocked my world a little bit.
I open the door.
You see a loving father playing in a field with his two daughters. They are playing aww. Catch. And then he opens a door to go into his home, and there is a big pool of noodles inside.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Let's go find out. No, we'll see what Grandpa Daryl's up to.
There's an objective wonder to being nude in a pile of noodles. I'm glad you're figuring that out now when you've still got some life to live. Don't do anything you'll regret.
Yeah, we all could have just been living in heaven down on earth at any moment, I guess.
Heaven was within our grasp this whole time. All we had to do was go to an old spaghetti factory and make some demands.
So you find Daryl Wilson's door.
What's his door look like? Did he put a whiteboard
he's
on it?
He's got a fat head on it of fucking Tom Brady, dude.
I think it's up to Matt what would be on his door.
Sure. I mean, I think it's. I don't think he changed the front of the door. I think the door looks the same as all the other doors. It's just okay. Daryl Wilson.
That hinge, though? No squeaks.
Sure, there's no squeaks on that door. I'm going to barely crack the door open and then go, Grandpa, just are you decent? We've seen a lot of stuff.
So what do you think, Matt?
Uh-huh.
If we were coming in on Daryl during one of his happiest moments, what do you think we would see?
Probably be...
Pile of spaghetti.
He's eating a big pile of spaghetti, but he's fully clothed. And he's at a dinner table and he's with... I don't know how heaven works because I guess, you know, Carol's not dead. So Carol's not there and neither is Grant. But like, can he be with like them? Is that how that works?
So I feel like the way that it works is that before they get there, you can be with simulacrums of them that you get from your memories. So it's not the real them. So they're like kind of like outlines of them or a little bit, or they're like hologram type versions.
Nah, he'd be waiting for them. So then he's not eating spaghetti. He is in their home, but it's perfectly cleaned and he's just working out. And you see, like, there's, like, all over the kitchen, there's just a lot of, like, cookbooks and stuff. And he's just, like, humming to himself. And he goes, hey, bud, get on in here. And it's like, oh, Grandpa, what are you doing? It's like, oh, you know, just getting ready for when it's time for, you know, Grant. Oh, hey, Grant. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know you're not dead. But, like, once you get here or Carol gets here, let's just say, like, the food in the Wilson household is going to be fucking top notch. Sorry, I'm still cursed. Going to be top notch. And I'm going to be fit. Check this out. Down 20 pounds. I know it doesn't matter, but I'm not going to show you. But like when Carol lifts the shirt up, oh, it's going to be heaven. Let's just tell you that much. Yeah, I'm just getting ready for when you guys get here. I just want heaven to be as good as possible. Yeah, there's not much when you get here, but I'm making this like.
Sir,
like
are nice you little, cooking spaghetti?
Yeah, of course I'm cooking spaghetti. You don't just cook spaghetti. You perfect spaghetti. And that's what I'm doing right now, son.
Grant, with tears in his eyes, pushes past everybody and embraces his father, Daryl.
Oh, bud, hey, how's it going?
He says, I'm so glad you're not in a swimming pool with spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, no, they, it's like the first week or so. And like, it was, I gotta admit, it was pretty nice, but... I knew you were not a big spaghetti fan, so, you know, I started being like, well, what else, what other food could, like, you live in? And then I was like, why am I living in food? I know it's heaven, but, like, I can make a household. So anyways, hey, I'm getting it ready, but you're not dead, right?
No, I'm not dead. We're here to basically get into your memories and get some daddy magic off of you. And I was wondering if there are any memories that you had. I was actually kind of thinking maybe that time right before I was going to get married where you and I had that talk on sort of the eve of my wedding.
Hey, how's Marky? Is he crushing it still? Is he just...
Yeah, he's crushing it.
How are you two doing?
He's...
Man, I was so... I mean, you guys were great.
Yeah. He's a really good dad. He's taking care of my business partner really well.
And Link steps out. He goes, hey, Grandpa. I'm actually, you know, no disrespect to you, but my name is Mr. Kicks now. And he puts the hand out and then Daryl's like, oh, he like glances over at Grant. Like, what's going on here?
Grant's like, he's going through a phase, I hope.
I know those phases. Hey.
It's not a phase. It's who he is.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, come on, Grant, buddy. You were through a couple phases yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to be patient.
Okay. Well, hey, put it right there, business partner. I'm sure you and your business partner here, Mr. Grant, are going to come up with some great ideas. What sort of businesses? What are you doing?
Did somebody say business? Hey, Coach Wilson.
Run!
Hey, buddy.
Run!
How's
I didn't think
going?
They'd let you back in here. What happened?
I didn't think they would either, but we kind of snuck in. You know how sneakiness is my speciality, but I got to say, it was all these kids. couldn't have got here without him.
Don't ask how we got here.
Okay, well, I guess, I got all the time in the world. So, yeah, we could go. What do you need from me? Do you need me to spit in a jar or something?
Yeah, we need to basically access a really important daddy memory of yours, and then we can leech the daddy magic out of your brain. If Boss Kicks could hand me the jar that we've been collecting the daddy magic in.
Yeah, Linga gives Grant the jar.
Okay.
Then we can proceed with the extraction.
Grant puts the jar up to your face, and we zoom into your memories, and everybody else comes along for the ride. But you feel as if you were within Daryl Wilson's memories, and you see that you are on a beautiful beach on the coast of Florida. You can see that there are a bunch of decorations. It looks like there's an altar. There's a little trellis. Mm-hmm. A bunch of chairs being set up. And Grant is nervously pacing back and forth inside a hotel room overlooking all of that while his father sits on the bed next to him. And Grant says, like, I don't know. He wants a kid, and I know I can't. I can't be like you. You were so good at it.
Hey, but
and
before,
I can't match up to that.
Okay. Hey, before you worry about kid, let's just worry about your tie right there. You're pacing around. You're moving that thing. Come on, here. And I come over and I start tightening his tie.
Dad, I know how to tie a tie.
Well, I mean, evidence to the contrary. It's look. Hey, look at me. You love him, right?
Of course I do.
Okay, so then that's all you need for right now, right? Tomorrow will be another day that you decide to love him, and you guys will figure out what you want that day, and the next day will be the same thing. And maybe right now you got a lot going on. Maybe you don't want a kid right now, and maybe tomorrow you don't. Maybe the next day you don't. But
what if I'm just wasting his time? What if he should be with somebody who's sure that they can be a good dad?
Do you trust him?
Yeah.
Has he chosen you?
I don't trust his judgment all the time because he chose me. Well, so there must be something a little bit off with him, right?
Look, I've been told, and I don't know if I stand by this, but I've been told that every relationship it's got the overachiever and the settler. And me and you, let's be honest, we're the overachievers. And our partners are the settlers.
Yeah.
And it can be hard. It can be hard to accept that. But the worst thing you do is question their judgment about it, because they're already settling for you. They're already doing it. The only thing you can do is just give back that love. And you have to be confident in yourself. And that's the hardest thing. Of all the things you're going to have to do, the hardest thing you're going to have to do is love yourself as much as Marco loves you. Because that's what he wants, and that's what he deserves. And he's amazing, and I know he's amazing, so just give that to him.
You're right. I think that I do need to love myself to be in a relationship, and I don't think I'm capable of that. So I think I'm just going to tell him that it's off. I'm going to tell him that it's off. I can do this. And in that moment, Scam likely appears out of the ether and says, I've got a wedding present for you.
Daryl's like, Scam, what the? Nope, never mind. I don't want to know. It's my son's wedding. Just, you can leave.
I got you an all-expenses-paid cruise on the Titanic. And he hands you a couple of tickets, and very suddenly, you and Daryl and the entire wedding party find yourselves back in the early 1900s on the ship Titanic, heading straight towards an iceberg.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need. Come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch is our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicolette is our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Matthew M., Jake, and Chelsea, Patreon supporters who provided names that we used during this episode. And this podcast, by the way, is directly supported by Patreon by people like Mackenzie Smith, Matt Is Rad, Alyssa Catucci, Clay Hill, Cesar Trevino, Heather Nicole Rollins, Daniel Frey, Matt Parker, Austin English, Brooks Bryan, Sean Boyle, Aaron Lowell, Thomas Sear, Aaron Murphy, Jason Salamone, Samuel Cashin, Laura Towell, Nathaniel Rogers, Carissa Badenoch, and Mary C. Thanks to everybody who came out to see us on our West Coast tour. We had a blast. The crowds were rowdy, horny, and according to the venues we were at, remarkably clean and well-behaved. So good job. We'll be putting up content from those live shows on our Patreon, so if you missed out and want a piece of the action, you can get that at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. I'm sitting here editing those live shows as we speak. There you will find ad-free episodes, our after show, Teen Talk /Talking Dad, where in our most recent episode, we regale you with stories from the road and the tour bus. Also, new on the Patreon this past week, Matt and Beth sat down and piloted out a new mini-podcast called The Criterion Collection.
Welcome to The Criterion Collection, a podcast where a recovering Catholic, that's Matt, and an ex-Episcopalian, that's me, take a dive into the ever-growing ocean of religious movies. We're also a couple of, you know, like leftists who work in the film industry, so we're kind of curious about the history, the audience, and the goals of these movies.
Love that.
For the first episode, they watched the Christian movie classic God's Not Dead. In addition to that, final touches are going on for And Dad There Were None, A Dad at the Christie Who Dad It, which is going to be a mystery miniseries available to patrons at every level. Get all of that and more and support this podcast directly at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads, our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com, our merch is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com, our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies, and our next episode's coming at you September 25th. We will see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Oh.
All right, well, fuck it then.
No, no.
The guy in line is named Peter, and the guy who's doing the scales is named Joey Lunch Money.
Wait, is it Peter?
No,
no.
There's more than one Peter.